Hey there. I know this is unexpected, but can I come in for a minute? Thanks. Yes, please. A drink sounds lovely. Will you have one too? Perfect. Oh, I know your partner isn't here. We just had lunch, actually. And got to talking about you. I've known you both a long time, and I'm friends with both of you. So it happens occasionally. But today, something was brought up that we agreed had to be addressed. The elephant in the room, so to speak. So, I offered to step in and let you know what was happening myself. No, you're not in trouble. Nothing's wrong, okay? I swear, it's nothing bad. Sometimes, adult relationships take compromise, is all. You know what? Okay, I found my phone. We made a little recording for you after lunch. This will explain everything. Look, we're all adults here. A little open communication never hurt anyone. Plus, we both have drinks. Trust me, it's gonna be fine. Just press play.
Hello, love. I'm sorry to say this to you over an audio recording. I want to have this conversation. I'm just really uncomfortable talking about it in person. So this is what I came up with. And our friend here offered to help me. I hope this is okay. Here we go. I don't like giving head. There. I said it. It's just something I can't really change. I mean, I've tried, but it just feels wrong to force myself. I think at the beginning of our relationship, you could sense that I wasn't into it, and you've never asked me to go down on you again since then. I really love that you've always respected that. I knew you missed it, but I didn't know how bad it was until recently. I'm sorry, love. I swear it wasn't on purpose, but, last time I used your computer, your browser still had the tab open, and yes, I found your porn stash. I saw that you had saved thousands and thousands of pictures, GIFs, videos, like nothing but oral. It was incredible. My jaw dropped as I scrolled and scrolled, honestly. I felt really terrible at that moment because I realized just how much you missed it. And I realized how much of a sacrifice you're making for me. I'm sorry it took me that long. I had no idea. I can't stand knowing you're unhappy. And if you want your dick sucked, I want you to have that. Right now, actually. That's where our friend comes in. We both know how many stories we've heard of her shoving her face between any willing pair of legs. And when I proposed this little arrangement, there was nothing but cautiously enthusiastic consent. To be honest, I think this might have been a fantasy lurking at the corner of everyone's minds for a while now. So, here's the deal. We're offering you a blowjob. No strings attached. I want this to be a yes from everyone, but don't overthink it. I want to do this. I've thought about it a lot, and I won't be jealous. I love you both, and I know that we're all in it for the right reasons. Anyways, I'm really sorry that I'm not a better communicator. I want to be a good partner to you and make sure that all your needs are met. Therefore, you have my full consent to engage in oral sex with our friend. I'll come back home once you've finished. Fuck. Okay, turn this fucking thing off.
So, what do you say? Well, I guess taking off your pants sends a pretty clear signal. I'd say that counts as a yes. No, don't stand up. Stay right where you are. Lean back if you want. Spread your legs. I want to sit between them. That's nice. I don't want you to make any effort for your first time in years. I want you to be able to fully experience my mouth. You know that means you need to take off your underwear, right? Why are you hesitating all of a sudden? Oh, I see. Look, if you want to stop right here, I'll understand. But I want to share my thoughts. We both know what's down there doesn't define who you are. It's what's in your heart. And I've known you long enough to see you for who you are. I see before me one of the hottest guys I know. One who has a damp spot growing on his underwear that I'm salivating over. And I could probably stay down there for hours, honestly. Does hearing that help you? Good. Because it's the truth. And I want to see it. I want to see that fucking cock of yours right now. So wonderful. And you're already so fucking hard, aching for a soft, wet mouth wrapped around you. I can see you twitching with every throb of blood rushing from your heart to that magnificent dick. You're so eager already, and you're dripping so much already. I just couldn't resist licking it. Delicious. Just. Delicious. Don't you just love this moment? Isn't it perfect? I hope you don't mind, but I want to savor it. I love being on my knees with a cock like yours right in front of my face. I know you can see the hunger in my eyes, that you can hear it in my voice. Mmm, look at that cock twitch. You like hearing me say all these nice things about your tasty cock. My lips all but brushing it. Are you enjoying the anticipation? Knowing what's about to happen? I'm going to worship your cock. I'm going to give it every pleasure you rightfully deserve. I think I'm gonna start here. Your thighs. I love how they feel against my tongue. Do you want me to suck a little here? That's nice, isn't it? Pleasurable without being too sensitive. I'm going to press my face against you. The smell of you fill my nostrils, making me oblivious to anything that isn't right there between your legs. Kissing my way up slowly. Making a trail. With gentle pecks. Until I finally reach your cock and Are you okay? I heard you sniffle, and when I looked up, you didn't think you would get this experience again, did you? You're so willing to sacrifice. But we all want this. Your small cock deserves to be sucked. Your dick feels so good in my wet mouth. Oh. And I love how you taste. Your hard cock panting in and out of my wet fuckle. How rough you can get without making me gag. Do you like it? I talk dirty. Good. Because I want you to treat me like the tramp I am. Fuck my face. Like the lowly cock slut I am. Deep down. Yes. Grab my head. Yes. Skull fuck me, please. That's right. I'm just here to be used. I want you to pump in to my slutty mouth over and over again. Until you're satisfied. Yes. I'm yours too. Ah, yes, yes. Rub your cock all over my slutty face. Shove it against my lips and... You're right. I talk too much. I need more cock in my mouth. I agree. I feel you throbbing on my lips. Does that mean you're getting close? I hope so. I want you to let all that frustration go. Let go of all the years that dick got neglected and ignored. You never have to feel that way again. No more aching. No more wanting something you can't have. I am here for you. Anytime you need me. feet. And desperate to suck your... perfect cock. Yes. Here it comes. Come for me. Please, I need you to. Right now. I'm begging you. Right here. Right here on my tongue. On my lips. On my face. Oh God, please. Please, 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 right now. Right now, right now, come for me. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Fuck, you're good. You're really good. Someone is definitely missing out. Oh well. More for me, I guess. Speaking of which, oh my God, such a delicious man you are. I'm gonna need more of that amazing little cock as soon and often as possible. You know, I think I have an idea that will work for all of us. It's clear that you and your partner make each other very happy. And I'd never want to interfere in that. But talk it over. I'd be perfectly fine if you want to just message me anytime you wanted. Also, you know, I think it would be hot if you told your partner what we did today. In detail. We were getting pretty steamy discussing it over lunch, and I know you enjoyed yourself. It doesn't have to be awkward. You could just bring it up casually over dessert sometime. Or on second thought, maybe drinks instead. You two might have fun bonding over this. That's all I'm suggesting. Your bathroom is this way, right? Unfortunately, I do need to get cleaned up. I'm serious, though. If you want to use me again like this, just text me. I'll come over as soon as I can, whenever you want it.